Dan, thanks for joining us. You hold a very special position in the Star Valley, North Lincoln County area. The new CEO of Star Valley Health. First of all, welcome.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here, Dan. Tell us a little bit about yourself. We understand you've been in healthcare, a larger operation, so you bring a lot of experience to the table.
Yeah, I grew up in Mountain Green, Utah, in Morgan County, so not far from here. Father was an administrator at Weber State University, so I grew up around athletics and the outdoors during my formative years, and really enjoyed the small town setting. And when this opportunity came, my wife and I just felt like, hey, we want to return to that small town feel, salt of the earth people. And I just absolutely love the warm welcome that the community has given me thus far. My healthcare background, I'm actually a recovering attorney and CPA.
Really?
I was going to be a tax attorney. But my father-in-law is an orthopedic surgeon. I've got a brother-in-law who's a medical oncologist. I've got a brother who's an anesthesiologist, sister-in-law who's a nurse, and they kind of pointed me in the direction of healthcare. And I love the idea of taking care of people and serving them. Now, I certainly don't do patient care myself, but administrators, I think, help facilitate resources to elevate the health of a community. And so I use my background to try to put together those resources so that doctors and nurses and technicians can be successful at what they do, and that's what I enjoy. Was the CEO at Portneuf Medical Center in Pocatello, so not far from here as well, and was there for 7 years. And
you're a CEO of Portneuf?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very big facility.
Yeah. Well, and I enjoy. I've enjoyed the smaller facilities. I've enjoyed the bigger facilities, and I've been on the insurance side of things. And understand the pressures that employers are facing with elevating, costs of healthcare, and so, my personal and professional mission is to figure out how to solve those very complex, difficult problems for communities. And I'm not saying that I've got the answers, but I think that I enjoy bringing people together to figure out how to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem.
You bring that much experience to the table. There's opportunities to see how to make this all unfold and roll out. Kind of an exciting opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that attracted me to this opportunity was this is going to be an area of growth in the state of Wyoming. And I think locals, they've seen that growth. It's been steady over the last several years. And with growth comes opportunities. It also, there comes some additional complexities with managing healthcare. And one of the things that is very important is how do you keep healthcare local? Mm. And people just need various services. Being in a rural part of the country, you have to travel quite a bit to sometimes get healthcare. And that's probably going to be the case for some time. But there's some other services and things that I think a growing community can attract. And as you attract those services and you try to keep healthcare local, it really makes a difference.
Thank you. So to close out, a word about your family. Wonderful family, it looks like. Tell us about who's here, who's moved on to school. Tell us about your family.
Yeah, I just have a wonderful lady by my side, my sweetheart, Holly. Been married for almost 25 years now. And my oldest is my only girl, Cambry. She's 22, and McKay is 20. They're both at BYU and Provo, and I have a son that's serving a mission in Fort Worth, Texas, speaking Marshallese. So go figure.
Wow!
But very, very interesting. And then the two boys that are going to be here with me, they're freshmen in high school, Benson and Brigham. They're 14, and they're excited to make this move with us.
Thank you, Dan. We wish you all the best at Star Valley Health.